All right.
Yes, my friend.
Oh, power cut. Mic check.
One, two.
Bloody typical. Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw.
We did a podcast. We did. We're doing it now. I think.
Thankfully, we're doing it now.
We tried
to start to do it about 15 minutes ago, and then the bloody electric went off.
Yeah.
Power cut.
Well, what was it at first?
Alarms started going off everywhere, neighbours knocking on the door. Is your power off? Is your power? Is your TV on? I love how we all check by whether our TVs are on.
No. Let's be honest. One of the first things the next door checked was their Wi-Fi.
Well, yeah. Well,
21st century problems.
I haven't paid my bill yet this month, so I'm relying strictly on my home Wi-Fi. And if you get things like the power cut and stuff, you're screwed.
Yeah, it kills the router, you're doomed. But you have to start talking to each other.
Thankfully, it was only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't go on all evening because I would have had to have done some fucking stupid, like read a book or something.
In the dark as well.
Yeah, I didn't fancy being here all on my own in the dark tonight.
Just reading a book.
Didn't fancy it, yeah. No. But it's on.
We're on.
And
we're
the podcast is on.
Back
we're
on. Here
so
we go then.
Don't worry about it.
Let's do this.
How are we?
Yeah, good. I feel like it's later in the week than it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Last couple of days, I felt like they've gone on for bloody ever.
It actually does feel like it should be later in the week. It also
feels like it's later in the day.
Yeah. It has like an 8 o'clock-ish kind of vibe.
But it's not. It's what?
But it's...
R4? Yeah.
Day's going on too long.
It's dragging.
Yeah.
It's dragging his ass.
Well, now we're in the second half of the year, aren't we?
We are indeed. Past the longest day.
Halfway to Christmas, Mark.
On we go to Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Can't believe we just said that word out loud twice.
What, Christmas?
Yeah, that'd make that three
That's
times.
That's three.
Yeah. What have you been up to, man? Anything much?
I'm trying to think what I got up to.
Weekend. What's happening in the world of Paris?
Nothing.
No gardening?
No. I've kind of stopped doing the garden. Well, I haven't stopped doing the garden. I just, at this time of year.
Kind of just leaving it to itself.
If you cut the grass too much, it then goes dry and tears the grass up and all that boring shit, you know. And I'm fed up with cutting the neighbours' lawns now as well, so
still not doing it themselves.
Well, some of the neighbours around here are being a bit funny at the moment, so well, fuck you, I ain't cutting. The thing is, if you live in tight space,
yeah,
like say a row of masonettes like me,
yeah,
you have to give and take on,
of course you do,
things that happen in your surroundings. So,
yep.
For example, upstairs, they bang a lot and scream a lot and drop things on their kitchen floor a lot at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Which is evidently your ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. So it's woke me up a couple of times, all right? And other things happen around. But then instead of going and banging on the door,
yep,
you know, I just kind of let it go. Because I think, well, I've got two young lads down here who make a hell of a racket at 3 o'clock in the morning. May not be late at night, but sometimes it could be early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I haven't really got a right to go next door, knock on their door and complain about one bit of noise.
No, exactly. You can't take it in stride.
But,
you got it.
You know, they like to complain regardless.
Oh, so, lovely. You know, oh, yeah. Nice.
So, you know, you ain't getting your lawn cut, though. And that's how I am.
Okay, fair enough. So not much happening then.
How's you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Apart from obviously the feeling it like it's kind of going on forever this week.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good.
Right.
Spent the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days looking at new cars because I've got to get a new one.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get a new one.
Well, no, I don't have to, but it's cheaper than buying the one I've got now.
Right.
Because of the complicated lease deal that I've got and whatnot. So I'm just going to chop it in and get a new one.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not that hooked on cars. I don't know if, you know, listening to this podcast, you love cars and you're well into your
cars. Not a car fan.
I just like a car that's comfy, got a couple of nice little features, you know, got a bit of character to it and drives me from A to B efficiently without having to worry about it when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ford Escort then.
Mark Four Escort. No, I don't know. I'm having a look around at the moment. I'm quite liking the look of the Vauxhall Adam. A car that's finally named after something practical.
I ain't got a clue why that is.
No, it's it's a car.
It's a car. It's a car. Exactly.
It's a car.
They're all the same.
It's essentially the same thing.
The same.
Exactly. It's got four wheels and windows and a radio. That's essentially what it is. So that's kind of taken up a lot of my time in the past 4 to 5 days.
Right, this week, are we going to be serious and you can actually tell us the news, right?
What do you mean? We told them last week, didn't we?
No, come on.
All right, fine.
All right. Go on then.
Should we just do it?
Do you want the drum?
We don't need no drum roll.
No,
I think we've been mean enough. Sure. Last week we deliberately wound it.
Well, I think people are expecting it.
All right, come on.
Go on then. And don't leave it long and drawn out. They've been waiting 4 weeks. Just tell us your shit,
September.
And we'll move on.
I don't even know where we were.
Call Leon, Rob. Call him.
I know, I will
call
do.
Him. I'll call him. Stupid. Call keeps going off every 5 minutes.
Well, you're the one I'm paying your bloody bills.
I'm paying the bills, mate. Ain't me. Someone's outside with a switch.
Yeah. I don't even know where we were.
Someone who hates this podcast.
Is that
just trying to sabotage it? Just keeps squeezing. Every now and then.
Cutting through the cables until one of them works. I have no idea where we were, mate.
No, me
neither. I totally lost the track.
Hang on. Put the thinking music on.
I didn't realise that the quiz this week was going to be based around us remembering what we were talking about.
But the thing is, it went off for like 10 minutes, so we've been away.
We've been back outside again.
Had a chat, you know.
I do need a wee though. I've got to be honest.
So I kind of forgot. Like,
what are we talking about?
Holidays?
You talking about the kids being off?
No, well, if we weren't, we shall. were, then we'll continue.
Yeah.
Most of the schools broke up today. I've already had 1.5 weeks of having my children at home. And having children at home, you feel that summer holiday as well.
Yeah.
So I am
very much in that routine of having the summer holiday break. But it's the opposite for you as it is to them.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, days don't feel like days. It's really strange. When you're in the summer holiday, can you remember when you were at school and you were on your summer holidays?
Yeah.
You forgot the day, right?
The whole 6 weeks blurred together.
And you kind of forgot how to write. When you went back to school, you
couldn't...
you can't say... You can't.
What's wrong with the word?
Can't use it.
It's
just sorry. Like, we can't say.
Right. What a bunch of. Sorry.
So you remember when you were back at school, 6 weeks holiday, and you kind of just forget what day of the week it was. And they're just kind of all rolled into one, a big mishmash of weekdays. Well, that's how I'm feeling now. I only know it's Tuesday because you're here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a clue. And maybe this is why we were saying it just feels long this week, because we're kind of losing track. I know you're still working and not officially in the 6 weeks break, but even if you're not at school or you're not having 6 weeks off, you kind
you still
of
know
still
about
you you still feel like you are a part of it, and it can set you all off a kimber.
I get what you're saying.
Right, let's do last week's lullaby bar. Show me you don't like it. Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Show me you don't like it. Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. It was, of course, The Clash. And Rock the Casbah, another lullaby bye coming up at the end of the show. Talking about 6 weeks breaks and holidays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A couple of podcasts left before we take our summer vacation.
Yeah! Harley Bob.
I'm going off on holiday. Rob is off on his holiday too. So we're going to take the whole month of August off. Maybe a bit of September as well, because I've got school stuff going on. We're going to take a little bit of time off.
But I reckon we might be able to, you know, snip some good bits together
season. This is what I want to do, because I know we've got some dedicated listeners out there. Thanks for listening to this every week, and we do appreciate it. We would like to know what you have enjoyed about this current series since we've been on iTunes. So if you've heard a certain bit that you really like and you would like us to put it in a compilation.
A best of, greatest hits.
Yeah, whatever you want to fucking call it. Then let us know and we'll try our best to whack it in there. And that's what you'll get in the kind of month and a half gap. Just every now and then we give you little clips. Maybe one week it would be the Greatest Bastard week.
Yeah.
And we've
put all the Greatest Bastards into one podcast.
Yeah, we relive some
podcast.
Of the bastards.
Absolutely.
From the past season.
Got all the songs we've sung in the past
songs,
13 weeks.
There's a lot of songs. If there's a certain song that we've sung, a certain song that we've sung, then let us know and we'll whack that in there too. We've done lots of show and tells, different topics. We've done running out of music.
We have, obviously, we have a quiz every week.
Yeah, quiz. We can do it, whatever you want. On that podcast in the holiday break, just let us know about it on the Facebook, Twitter, WCWSWP. What a promo!
Lovely,
what
job,
a promo!
Lovely.
I should have your job, mate.
Yeah, correct. Why not?
You listening? Right, should we do a quiz?
I think it would only be right to do so.
All right, Billboard this week released a list of the best summer hits from 1959 to 2014, the songs that have topped the summer chart in those years.
Blimey,
all right. So
that's a lot of music.
I've kind of narrowed it down.
Okay.
And we're going to do from 2010 to 2014.
Okay, so we're talking top last 5 years, top summer tunes.
Top summer tunes as compiled by Billboard.
Okay.
Are you ready for the quiz?
Oh, I'm always ready.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz, for my mate Rob, 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 Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for corporate Rob.
Yeah.
Right, are we ready? Straight
tell
in.
You what, that fly wants to get out of here because otherwise I'm going to lose my shit.
Hey, did you see me take out that fly in the kitchen on the window?
High five.
I went,
high five.
Wow! And at him.
High five.
Dead.
Don't leave me hanging.
You know, sometimes flies, they like to buzz after you've hit them with a towel. This one.
Nothing.
Destroyed.
Yeah, he was dead in one.
Broken in half.
Fatality.
So, question number one. This was top of the summer charts in 2010, but Rob, what is it?
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild, there must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice, laying underneath the palm trees. The boys break their necks, trying to creep a little sneak peek.
Oh, so what are we saying? You had a bad week last week.
That is very, very poppy.
Do you remember 2010? Anything big happening in your life in the summer of 2010?
Nothing that I can recall.
No.
No. I think, and I'm a little bit doubtful to say this, but I think this is the Katy Perry California Girls era, and I'm going to go with that track.
Oh! I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm. Wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice. Laying underneath the palm trees. The boys break their necks. Trying to creep a little sneak peek.
Correct, Rob. Katy Perry with California Girls. Featuring Snoop Dio,
Double G.
I have a feeling that Katy Perry is never gonna have the same amount of success as what she did with her first couple of records, right? Do you think she's a bit past it now, a bit passé?
I don't know. There's only so much of this you can do before
she
you start sounding
is.
The same.
She definitely is. Right. R.I.P. Katy Perry. She's not dead. She's not dead.
You can't stop. Right. There's just rumours like that on the internet.
Question number two.
Okay.
This is the biggest summer chart hit of 2011 now. Okay. All right?
Yep.
So have a listen. Tell me who you think it is.
Yo, I'm running through these hoes like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no lead in our Zeppelin. Hey.
Hey.
No rocking our Zeppelin. This is Red Foo, isn't it? And he's Buddy.
LMFAO. It's definitely dead. They're definitely dead.
No, I mean actually dead.
Oh, musically, they're dead.
Oh, musically, sorry. And not actually.
Yo, I'm running through these floors like Drano. I got the devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo.
We party rock.
Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin. Hey.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Shouldn't like this, but I do. LMFAO, correct Rob, once again.
Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Look at the running man.
Shake that.
Every day
shuffling.
Right, 2012, we're moving on to now.
Okay. Year later than that.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
So come on then, what are you saying?
Carly Rae Jepsen. Call me maybe.
Hit my sofa for that. Sorry. Correct. Carly Rae.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell. And now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
Carly Rae Jepsen with Rob's most favourite song ever. Listen to it.
And this is crazy. So here's my number. So call me, baby.
Oh, fucking love this song.
I know. I know. It's all about the Jepsen.
That was such a song.
She releases, mate.
Listen. Just
where are we at now? 2030. I'm not gonna get into discussion about Carly Rae Jepsen, I tell you. Right.
I love the way you just shut that down.
Yeah,
shut that down.
Fuck it, I ain't getting into that. Right.
So 2013 now.
Okay, now he was close. Trying to domesticate you. But you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that is why I'm gone. Take care.
By the way, if we've got any, like, well-off people with the monies listening to the podcast, we could do with some new equipment, please.
As you can hear. The computer needs a holiday as well. Yeah. Permanent vacation and a skip.
It needs killing like that fly. And Katy Perry's career.
Oh, dear. Domestication.
Come on, strong so far.
I know. And I know what this is. I can hear it in my head. I just can't relay it.
Too late, man.
No, I know.
Okay, now he was close. Trying to domesticate you. But you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that is why I'm gone. Take care.
I know you want it.
No, we're not cutting that. That is saying you. You're
all right. That's me.
Yeah, that's right. You. That's just the way you roll. I can't believe I didn't get that.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Bloodlines.
massive tune.
Oh, absolutely.
2013. Yeah. Should have got that one.
And the thing is, that was massive all over the world. I was in Morocco that summer, and they were massive on that shit. It was all over the world. Yeah. Aye. Good song.
I know. Did well, seeing it's a song about spiking drinks anyway.
True. Got a point. He's got a point,
it's
Jim.
A very song. Last one.
You can't say that.
I can. This is true. Last one. 2014 now.
First things first, I'm the realist. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I could hold you down, like I'm given lessons in physics. You should want a bad bitch like this. Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Cup of ace, cup of goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
You're not going to get this, are you?
Oh, blimey.
No. I already know you're not going to get this one.
How do you know I'm not going to get it?
Because if you're not getting Robin Thicke, you ain't getting this one.
No. I've got nothing.
Told you.
First things first, I'm the realist. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I could hold you down, like I'm given lessons in physics. You should want a bad bitch like this. Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Cup of ace, cup of goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that. Rooftop like we bring an 88 back. Bring the hooks in, where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
Iggy Azalea and Fancy, biggest summer tune in the charts last year.
So there you go,
yeah, man.
Biggest song last year.
It was a big track.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, it was, but I didn't. I wouldn't have. What else was last year? I'm trying to think what else was out last year. That kind
in the summer.
Yeah, this time last year.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't care. That's what. That's the quiz.
Listen, all that matters is that's number one.
Yeah,
all right? That is number one.
That was it. Right. That was the quiz. You got 3 out of 5.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. What's that in percentage?
60%.
60.
That's a pass.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 T-O-R-I-A to the normal person. That's Victoria and their track Summertime.
Very, very cool indeed.
Yeah, that.
And lots of plinky plonky music around at the moment, and that's not one of them.
No.
That's good.
Unsigned band. So if you hear the full track on this podcast, then they've allowed us to use it. So thank you, Victoria. If not, then they haven't replied to us. So
yeah, basically,
we'd cut your song up.
We're cutting you out.
Yeah. Right. I know it's a short one this week. We might have to call time, Rob. We've got
call
some
time.
Prior arrangements this week
Indeedly.
That can't be moved, so we're going to have to call time. One thing I do want to say, if you haven't checked out the picture of Earth taken from a million miles away
in
space, do it, because it is literally mind-blowing. And if it doesn't blow your mind and the picture of Kim Kardashian's ass does, then shame on you, Earthling.
Please stop listening to our podcast. We don't want you.
Don't do that, Rob. We're kind of short on the listeners. Anyway, right, are we ready?
Yeah, come on in.
Right, how do you want to end it? Do you want to end normal show outro, or shall we do some ever small?
I think...
Yeah, we're still proud.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Emma. And today to make you feel proud. Right, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode.
Yeah. So we'll do a special one next week.
Yeah, we're looking for some of the best bits of this podcast that you like. So it could be a Greatest Bastard. It could be a show and tell. It could be
a quiz.
It could be whatever you like.
Song.
A song that we've sung. Anything. Let us know.
Any moments you want to hear.
And it will go in the best
greatest
of.
Hits, best of, whatever we're going to call it.
The thing is with Heather, right? You can always, always, Rob, and remember this when you start work on the BBC, right? Always start her again. It doesn't matter.
What have you done today to make you feel right?
I might even have this as a little feature. Maybe I should have this as a feature. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I'm writing your bloody material for you.
Do you want to do my job?
I told you. I've already said I should be. Anyway,
Facebook, Twitter, at WCWSWP.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know what you think. And then, we'll have another one next week.
I do like it because it gives you a bit of an epic send-off.
It does.
Right, listeners, thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great week. We'll leave you with a little bit of lullaby. Bye.